There was a family that was seen in the clinic in late December with persistent coughing episodes that were suspicious for pertussis, and they were tested, and the result came back positive yesterday. So it's a case of whooping cough that's been specifically identified in the context of symptoms that are very suggestive of the disease. And so it's very important for us as clinicians and the community to be aware that this is in the community, so that we're on top of making sure people are identified and treated, and that further cases are hopefully avoided.
Tell me about what whooping cough is. What are the symptoms?
Whooping cough is a respiratory infection. It's highly contagious. It's spread by respiratory droplets, people coughing, sneezing, or direct contact with respiratory secretions, and very contagious due to a bacteria that once it infects an individual, typically will cause an early phase lasting a week to 10 days of a cold. It just seems like a regular cold, just a runny nose, cough, congestion, sneezing, and sniffling. But then it evolves into a more serious coughing-type illness, especially in younger people. The group that we worry most about are infants. Children under 12 months of age tend to be most severely affected. But this coughing phase, the whooping cough phase of this, involves these very rapid coughs, you know, where somebody is coughing very severely, and then they have to catch their breath. So there's a deep gasp, and often there can be a whoop at the end of that, and hence the term whooping cough. And sometimes there can be brief periods where people stop breathing, especially, again, in infants. This most recent epidemic on the West Coast has been prominent down in California. We think there may have been some travel for some of the index cases here to back and forth with California that might have brought it to the community.
Do you believe that there may be more cases? Are you currently looking into more cases or more families that may be affected than the one that you've confirmed?
Yeah, there has been some additional testing done that's being sent off to the state. And as soon as we get the reports back, there may be some additional effort to identify contacts, people who may not be having symptoms, or if they are having symptoms, they're very mild and not particularly ill, but need to be either treated or recommended for the option of taking antibiotics and or updating vaccinations in people that are either behind or have not been vaccinated for pertussis.
It's simply antibiotics is what the cure is for it?
Yeah, well, early on, the earlier in the course that you take antibiotics, the more effective it is. So, again, there's this week to 10 days of cold-type symptoms, and during this time, people are very, very contagious. And then they get into the whooping cough phase of it, and you actually become a little less contagious, but you continue to be quite ill. And antibiotics can often have very little impact after 2 to 3 weeks of symptoms. So 2 to 3 weeks into the illness, taking antibiotics isn't particularly effective at avoiding the sequela of the ongoing cough, which can go on for as much as 8 to 10 weeks.
So you just have to ride it out at that point and take care like you would with any other illness.
Yeah, and adults tend to have milder infection, but they too can cough for up to a month or two, and can often be, if it's not thought about or looked for, people can often be diagnosed with things like bronchitis and this sort of thing, when in fact it's a whooping type, a whooping cough. And it's important to recognize in adults, because adults have either waning immunity or lost immunity, and this is why adults are now recommended for a booster vaccine that's available in the form of Tdap. So you might have seen this or heard about the new tetanus update vaccines are available with a pertussis booster that's indicated for all adults ages 19 to 64, at least one dose, if they have not had an update of their pertussis, because immunity wanes to pertussis. And it turns out adults serve as a reservoir. You know, children infect adults, adults get infected, and then they start sharing it with other children, and that becomes a mode of transmission in the community.
How should someone decide whether they need to come in and find out whether they need to get a booster?
Well, certainly if there are parents of children that are under-immunized or unimmunized, there needs to be some consideration given to a catch-up schedule for pertussis vaccine. Most of our adolescents get the pertussis booster at the age of 11 or 12. If they haven't had that, they should. And then, again, any adult that has not had a tetanus update in a few years should strongly consider getting a pertussis booster at this time.
So even if you're inoculated as a child or a teenager, you doesn't mean you're immune to it as a 40-year-old like me.
And in fact, it means you probably aren't. I mean, that's what's been discovered, and hence this recommendation that adults get a booster vaccine with a tetanus update at least once.